Okay, so let's get started with the praises to the 21 Taras on the green sheets in the white prayer book. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorneth Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times. Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara's fifth heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening semons of the Lord of Three Worlds Turbine Lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden bloom and lotus, water born and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere, homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, that on my conqueror's children, having reached every perfection, homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings, homage worshipped by the All-Lord, Shaka Ani Bamamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, earth, Gandhavas, Yaksha, homage with her tre and pace, destroying false magic diagrams, her free pressing left out right, blazing in a raging fireblaze, homage to her very dreadful, destroyer of Mara's champion, she with frowning lotus visage, who was slayer of all enemies, homage at the heart of fingers, adorn her with three jewel mudra, light we masses all excited, all directions fields adorn her, homage she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of light, we're so laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas, homage she able to summon, all earth guardians assembly, shaking frowning with their home signs, saving from their every misfortune. Homage crown adorneth crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal, homage she with wreath ablaze like, eon ending fire abiding, rice reflectant joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying, homage she who strikes the ground with, her palm and with her foot beat, scaling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer, homage at be virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen and Soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters, homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom 5 foot sampling shakes the three worlds, Meru Mandara and Vindhya, homage holding in her hand the hammock moon of Deva Lake form, with by spoken Tara Ente, totally dispelling poison, homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, dresses host of spirit yakshas, and raised corpses supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. And so, in case you've never been here before, as soon as Geshe arrives and we prostrate and sit down, we'll start with the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. And if you are using the silver prayer book, it's on page 22. And if you have the booklet, it's on page 7. And after he finishes, after we finish the Guru Yoga, then we'll do the short monologue offering before the teaching and the request to turn the wheel of Dharma, which is on the back of the first base sheet in the white prayer book. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, which is on the bottom of the front side of the base sheet. And let's see, we are, so when we start, when Geshe-la prostrates and sits down, I won't even announce it. I'll just immediately go into the invocation. And I believe we're on either page 136 or 137 of the text. Sometimes Geshe-la goes back, like he did last time. He went back a few pages. But that's where he left off, somewhere around there. So while we're waiting, it would be really nice, auspicious, if we chanted some of the Hayagriva mantras. And Geshe-la gave us an oral transmission of the mantra. Which is 3 benzo koda hayagriva hulu hulumpe. So let's see, we can chant that 7 times out loud, and then we can do the others to ourselves. And if you could try to remember your count and go to the website and indicate how many you've done, that would be a great help, because that will be reported to Lama Zopa Rinpoche. And this is for his health, healthy, happy life. Okay, so Hri benza koda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. 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 You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful jinkring water, various range flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the 3 vows that I have created from beginningless time, From the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings or the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to the bottom of page 26 or page 13 in the booklet, and let's chant 21 of the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa to ourselves. And the 21st one I'll chant out loud, so we will all chant out loud. Me me te we te chen chen de zi tui me kem te wang po chan te yang gang chen ke pe tsu Kappa Lo Zang Da Pe Jab La So Ade. Now turn to page 34 in the silver book, and page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Saji Perki Shu Rata Mandala Kamiriyatayami
Sanju
Tudan Soki Chonam La Jachu Baju Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Pesunam Ki Dola Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho Tudan Soki Chonam La Jachu Baju Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Pesunam Ki Dola Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho Tudan Soki Chonam La Jachu Baju Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chun Yengi Pesunam Ki Dola Penchu Sangye Tu Pasho
Good evening. Everybody's coughing. I think last week we read like 4 lines. I'm about to read a little bit. Okay, so. Talking about bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. Right now we just, you know, wish maybe someday we will develop this, you know, very powerful mind, what I call bodhicitta. So, enlightened self-interest, So we have self-interest to reach enlightenment, to benefit all sentient beings. So I think Robert Thurman, that's what he called enlightened self-interest. That's what bodhicitta. So powerful, you know. So some of the prayers, you know, they call prayer. It's like almost like the horse. There's one horse. If you ride that horse will bring you to happiness Chanju Simche Tashu Nindene De Wandruwala Simche Suri Jilushus. The Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, Chanju Simche Tashu Nindene, riding a horse like Bodhicitta, Dene De Wandruwala, then, you know, to go from happiness to happiness. If someone who has mind, why you feel discouraged to develop, you know, bodhicitta? But, you know, I think it's good to make some, you know, I think this is worthwhile to pray for to develop bodhicitta. Yeah, minute you generate this mind, you know, so every being will be around you will be 100% safe. So that because of the power of this mind, you are not going to harm any living beings at all. So just that's temporary benefit. Even just thinking about benefit of bodhicitta, so sometimes the mosquitoes get, you know, some benefit. So at that moment that you are your concept of a masculine is totally different, you know. So then, first one. So then second one needs to be more careful. Second one. Then third one has to be very, very cautious. Then fourth one, then probably the bodhicitta will shrink slowly. First one, second one. So probably you also have experience, you know, like when you think something, when you are thinking about, you know, benefiting anybody, could be, you know, mosquitoes. So that moment, if one mosquito biting you, so you probably let that mosquito be there, so you are more likely you are not going to kill that mosquito, because you have the wish to benefit, you know. Then trying to remember one thing there, like so anyway, so you can like there's like prayer that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. It's called beginning, middle, and end. That prayer, when you read that prayer somewhere, probably in the end of that prayer, then you see about a little bit about bodhicitta, you know. So what is bodhicitta? Then I think also king of prayer, I believe king of prayer, there's also something from the bodhicitta. It's kind of like mind-blowing, you know. So like once you have that mind, if somebody is deliberately, you know, destroying everything that you own, so then you don't have ill feel towards that person. Not just that, you know, so you thinking about how to help that person to develop bodhicitta and to help lead that person all the way to enlightenment, you know. So that's, you know, quite, you know, when you look at from the practical point of view, so then you kind of sometimes wonder how I'm going to develop this mind. But slowly, you know, progress has been slowly, progress will make slowly. So anyway, this is something worthwhile to pray for, you know, to maybe near future, you know. So in this life, I will, you know, leave imprint in my mind stream about bodhicitta. I will read about bodhicitta. I will study about what is bodhicitta, you know. So why there's so much, you know, conversation about bodhicitta in my mind, teaching why it's important, you know, why is the source of happiness, all the happiness. You read, so then, you know, it's like each time when we read, it's like printing in our mental continuum. We're constantly printing, you know, something. So then everything, second moment, is turns into tendency. So the tendency means something that lived by some thought, lived by some kind of potentials, has capable to reproduce, you know. So that's called tendency or pachao. So now, you know, been talking about bodhicitta last couple of class. So now, if you are very much inspired by this mind, so then Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Adisha, what they suggest, there's no two types of bodhicitta. First one is called wishing bodhicitta. Don't want to do that. It's like, you know, wanting to go. It's like wanting to go. It's actually not going, but wanting to go. It's same. So also in guide to Buddhist way of life, you know, wanting to go, that's like more like wishing bodhicitta. Then it's that chunding lam jang chim chu gong she wa la le ba jan de chang ju sim chu mo ju la ji ji cha sa then it's in the temple cha ju jam ru thu mo ngo tu da ne men ba cho ga cha then like, you know, this like san je chu dang su je chu nam la this verse is this one stanza each time when you say, you know, that last two fa je chu dang su je chu nam chang ju pon dam je, you know, I'm going to take refuge in Buddha Dhamma Sangha till I reach enlightenment, just to benefit, you know, sentient beings. So that's all. No, whatever like merit, you know, whatever good positive deeds that I engage is just to benefit other sentient beings. So that's called bodhicitta. So then, like, kind of like, it's good to, when you say this stanza, good to remember that, you know, you are, I say, thinking wouldn't it be wonderful if I can generate this mind, you know? Generate mind. So, dāgī chūdhā yusun rōlā pīñcī sāngcī dhūpaśi rōlā pīñcī. No, altruistic attitude. Altruistic rōlā pīñcī mō, rōlā pīñcī sāngcī dhūpaśi yus. May I become enlightened just to benefit other sentient beings. Just to benefit other sentient beings. So, pīmbe sāmbā. So, as I said last week, there's a pīmbe sāmbā. Then it's altruistic attitude. This is so important. You know, altruistic attitude. So important, okay? So that's how you begin. You first try to develop altruistic attitude towards yourself, towards other people, you know. So that's how the Buddhist kind of like the seeds of bodhicitta. Chamje mi shenang puji se. So chamje, the loving kindness is considered as a fire. Fire, okay? Fire. Chamje mi shenang puji se. Shenang is like anger. It's like log. Or firewood. So, loving kindness is like fire that will burn. The firewood is considered like anger. Chamje mi shenang puji se. Then, member chokes na ti lap jan la bebe lap so, member chan ti lap bebe lap so. Then, chanju yu simji choba chindu ta. So then, after like, you know, I say, generating wishing bodhicitta, you know, means there's no vows. You just know, oh, this is very wonderful, so I will think about now on, I will think about, you know, how to benefit other sentient beings, you know. many years ago, I just think about me, you know, just think about me. It means like, so now here it's getting a little bit confused. When I've been thinking about myself, that means like, do you remember that unreasonable self-centered attitude that's considered a chronic disease, that one. So I will do nothing, you know, to benefit others. I will do nothing. Even though it's caused my own life, I will do nothing to benefit others in the least. If somebody, you know, if people to benefit me, if they cause their life, I don't care. You know, so like that kind of attitude. You know, so that's not good. You know, that's not good. So that's what this is talking about. Of course, you have to think about yourself. That's what we've been talking about, how to help yourself from Buddhist point of view. You know, thinking something positive about yourself. This is all important. So, as I said, so now you see a little bit, you know, here. If you don't think, that's what Lama Tsongkhapa is emphasizing. Whoever explaining Lam Rim and whoever is reading Lam Rim, so please don't think, or whatever has been read, this is not part of bodhicitta. It's from beginning to end. It's all part of bodhicitta. Thinking good about yourself, you know, all that. So now this is like unreasonable self-centered attitude. Unreasonable self-centered attitude. That's the one, you know, which is considered a chronic disease. So, remember Chokhe Sunne, Thila Rinla Besa. Remember Chokhe Sunne. So now you're so generating wishing bodhicitta. So you read about bodhicitta. You are so inspired. So from thinking, I can't wait to develop bodhicitta. No, I can't wait to develop bodhicitta. So then once you realize, it will take eons and eons. But you get so excited, you know, when you hear about bodhicitta, you read about bodhicitta, you are so excited. So I'm going to develop bodhicitta within this life. I can't wait two more lifetimes to now. So once you realize it takes eons and eons, you know. Generally speaking, you have when you think about eons, when His Holiness says, instead of, you know, discouraging, you have to be inspired. Oh, you know. So then, you know, anyway, first you generate, you know, wishing bodhicitta. Then, maybe remember Chokhe Sunne. Chokha is like right. That's how they translate it, right. Or like something, you know, this could be Tara Puja, the textbook we read. Tibetan is called Chokha. I'm not sure what you call it in English. Puja is not English language, that's Sanskrit language. Choka. Sometimes don't they translate like right? R-I-T, right, Choka. So that's, I'm not sure, right, Choka. It makes perfectly sense in Tibetan when you say Choka. So right, probably no. Anyway, so that's one stanza. Stanza we just said before teachings. That very stanza called Choka. So that, going through that, so then, you know, generating wishing bodhicitta. Remember Choke Sung. Remember means wishing bodhicitta. Choke Sung means, how I say, Sung is like to develop or to generate through right. What right? Right is not something else. So this is the one. No. So this, the stanza is taught by Lama Atisha. You know, there are some people say, oh, this is not taught by Lama Atisha. But Lama Tsongkhapa agree, this is taught by Lama Atisha. This very verse that we recite is taught by Lama Atisha. So you read that, you know, same like as taking vows, you know, eight minor precepts. You, if there's also right, you go through some recitations. That's also called right, Choka. because every vows that you need to take through rites. So this is, okay, so when you say, so then, with some feeling, okay, when you say, dollar pinch Sanjay Drupa Show, what I'm saying, may I become enlightened in order to benefit on other sentient beings. So, other sentient beings, dollar pinch Sanjay Drupa Show. That's why you want to become enlightened, to benefit other sentient beings. So then with that knowledge, with that understanding, if you said, you know, most of the time when we say, you know, we just say, oh, I'm going to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, who's coming inside Kadamba Sena, who's ringing the bell, like that, you know. So in sometimes we all do that, you know, so me including myself. So, you know, so I'm going to take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, you know, who put this flower here, like that. So that means, you know, not really feeling something, you know, not really feeling something. You know. So that means needs to concentrate, you know, Sanjay Chudan, Sanjay Chudan, Sanjay Chudan, Dagi Jizan, Jizan, Dola Penji, Sanjay Dhruva Shur. So with some thinking, you know, with some thinking, so then it does become right, you know, so then you say Dola Penji, Sanjay Dhruva Shur. Oh, now whole purpose of my practice is to benefit the sentient being. So otherwise, you know, kind of get, you know, kind of like, sometimes kind of get a little, tricky. So as I mentioned, you know, I'm sitting in my prayer room, the room I have. I'm doing my daily practice, sitting there doing, utilizing all this, you know, refuge field, marriage field. You know, all of a sudden, Gigi Sambo comes in. There's my prayer hall right next to this small living room. The sitting, there's no couch there. So Gigi Sambo comes, turn on the lights. So then you are noticing that there's no problem, you're noticing that. Then all of a sudden Gigi Sambo just leave without turning up the lights. So then really practice begin. How come he's not, then you are doing here, how come he's not turning up the lights? Don't he understand the importance of the environment protection? And it goes on and on and on. Then finally you realize, oh, did I really say this prayer or no? Yeah, that's your practice. So that means not being with what you say, you know, what you say. So then, you know, sometimes kind of interest is kind of carries on. So on and on. If, you know, like some, if you're having a good day, so you just, without saying anything, you just stand up, go there, turn off the light, come back. Nothing. If you are not having a good day, then you shout. You want to find out where Gigi Sambo is, so you want to lecture him, you know, how to turn off the light, and then like that. So this is no common problem. Okay, this is common problem. So the Sanjay Chudan, so the Chanjiman Dag Jun Dola Pinch, Sanjay Dhruva Shows. If you just say Dola Pinch, you know, just to benefit sentient beings, that's why I want to become enlightened. If you then it could become meditation. If you think, when you say the Chik Sambu Sheni Su, say the gentle word from the mouth. Chik Sambu Sheni Su, say gentle word from the mouth. Chaya Sambhu Yilagum. Reflect the gentle meaning in your heart. That's lacking. So, then, you know, right and between my heart, there's huge gap. You can put queen size bed. So that's why it's not working, because there's huge gap. If you are thinking about the general meaning, at the same time saying the general word, and if somebody makes some noise, you know, some there, you know, your attention doesn't go there, you know, like attention doesn't go there. Well, So, this is one of the Kadama Masters said, we want to learn something very sophisticated practice. So we're always looking for something high, you know, like big names. But when you are saying refuge bodhicitta prayers, they have no feeling at all. So then they are kind of worried. In the end, all those, you know, like highly leveled practice may become nothing. First of all, you don't understand them very well. It's complicated. It requires a lot of foundations. Second, if you're doing them, you don't do them very well, you know, because there's not solid foundation there. So then, other hand, you could do very well, but you decide not to do it because it's too easy. You know? So then they're saying, this easy practice may become very handy. Handy. I want to learn more complicated mantra. Oh, manepe was too easy to say. You know, I don't see this powerful mantra, even though Buddha said many times it's very powerful. But so, and when you say, okay, this is, then when you see the title of powerful mantra, then you buy it. Okay, maybe I should learn this mantra. You know, this mantra is more powerful than knowing mantra did not sing. Oh. So this is also, you know, another, you know, like problems, okay? Chanju sinje choba chinju the dishi so la bodhi vise chanju choba chinju sa. So then silo neba choke sum. So that's how you check, how you generate wishing bodhicitta through right. When you see this word, generate wishing bodhicitta through right, then what kind of right? That's the same stanza that we say taught by Lama Atisha. Oh? So then means, when you are generating bodhicitta, then when you say the word, then you are still, same time you are thinking about the meaning of the word. Then after that, you know, slowly, to just like how is the practice that comes with bodhicitta. So then slowly, you know, try to practice them little by little. Then the Chandrajitjoba Chintu, then Buddhist Dharma did such as six professions, Dushi. There's like also four practice, recruit students, disciples. So in the end of the Lamrim, you see, first one is offering material help. Okay, first one is offering material help. So then after that, you know, there's three of them, like that, Dushi. So what it says here, Dushi?
There's
four way of gathering disciples. So actually this Dushi, that's the name of the practice. Okay. Then you know, Chintu six professions, then Dushi, so love among the jhans, then there's no need to train our mind into this, you know, Buddhist of deeds, six professions, the four way of gathering disciples, these practices, again and again, that means need to think again. So then slowly, eventually, then from the deep down from your heart, means heart. Tapan means deep down from your heart, that you really want to, you know, practicing bodhicitta. Then you feel like, oh, this is the only thing that matters in my life. This is the only one what I'm going to do if I live eons and eons. And doesn't matter if it takes me eons and eons, I feel great. You know? So then something like this, really strong desire or wish from deep down from your heart. When it happened like that, so then you, as a really bodhicitta, so then you take, you know, bodhicitta vows, all this. That's how the process checks. You know, it's not right from the beginning. Oh, somebody's giving Buddhist vows. I go there. I want to receive that. You know, it's not like that. That's what you've been thinking about. You know, thinking, just wishing and wishing, 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 wishing. So then you are very serious about now. Then you take Buddhist vows. So then called Jukdom. Okay, that's the second one. So then actually not just thinking about going. Actually, you are going. That's the last, the second one. What is it called? Yeah, engage with the Jukdom. So whenever he's always give, you know, give the teachings, he always give bodhicitta. So you can just simply just develop wishing bodhicitta, just wish, you know, wishing bodhicitta. There's no vows involved, no, less risk, so a lot of benefit, less risk. So Ningtaba love the Juna. Jubir Dhamma Namba Dhamma 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 Dhamma. Then, you know, when it comes down on the downfall, breaking vows, then you take them more, you take them serious as your life. No, you take them serious as your life. No, so, always, so the charge. She has Saba Chundi Nijan Namche Magravala Bejis. So then the one has to try all the best not to breaking them. So then, you know, question will not here, question will be raised. Okay, when you look at the vow itself, you know, Pratimosha vows, lay time life vows, that's also called Pratimosha vows. When you look at Pratimosha vows, relatively compared to Buddhist vows, easy to practice, you know. As a full ordained monks, there's like 253 vows. So Lama Adisha, he never break one of them at all. 253, he never break one of them. Lama Adisha said, Buddhist vows, occasionally he break here, there, but he purify right away. He don't, you know, sleep with breaking vows. He doesn't go with the breaking vows. He just purify right away. But Lama Adisha says, when it's come down on pantic vows, it's like pouring rain. See, Lama Adisha said that. So, giving that fact, so it's not going to be easy. If Lama Adisha feel like when it's come down on pantic vows, it's like pouring rain on your head. So, then we have to be practical. You can... easy to take vows, but so difficult to practice. Taking vows is not that difficult, you know, you just go through right, then it's finished, you know. But so make sure the vow doesn't become like prison. So so that's why this 8 minor precept you take, you know, it lasts only 24 hours. There's a couple of vows, they only last 24 hours. So then because of that fact, the question will be raised, oh, probably I shouldn't take tantric vows because, you know, it's more likely I'm going to break them. But I don't have intention to break them, but I will probably break them. So probably better not to take. So then say, oh, that's not right, but you should take vows. So, it's like having a cloth that's so worn out. Yeah, cloth that's so worn out is better than not having any cloth. Yeah? If you have cloth that's all worn out, but so that's like, you know, that's okay if you then somehow, you know, you have managed to put it together. So, when I was a young boy in the monastery, so, you know, I think every human community, you know, that when you are teenagers, you go through certain periods. So there are certain, even in the monastery, there's no certain style that you follow. No? So one of the styles is like, you know, like wearing, you are supposed to wear your robe, right, your feet is here, this, what do you call this? ankle. Yeah, you are supposed to put up, not below ankle, up ankle. So that's the rules. You know, you when you wear, make sure that end of the ropes goes up here, not down there. Somehow, you know, the teenage monks there in monastery, so they feel like it's kind of cool to to let your rope a little bit down, huh? Down. So then more down. It's and then sometimes feel like it's kind of dragging on the ground a little bit. So when I was not now, when I was like monastery, when I was like 13, 14, so the number of monks, you know, they are doing that. So you know, they somehow you copy them. So there are special names, so I'm not how to translate, but anyway. So the senior monk, they don't like it all. They don't like it all. So then when you see your teacher, then you just pull it up. Then you go out there, you just let it go. So during that, my teacher goes so annoyed, how many times you have to tell, no, you don't listen, it goes here and here. So then one day, you know, he just took my rope, it ripped up. Now you can't hang, it was too, now it's too short. there's nothing to let it go. So that's like, you know, like thrown out, the clothes is thrown out. It's so poor, you know, so poor. The rope is kind of interesting. So when I desperately need rope, I don't have rope. You know, it's very, this is not good materials. The one that we have, like all of that kind of materials, the prayer flex, not exactly like that, but you know, just one prayer flex, this almost you can see through. Now there's rope. So then, you know, it's some when you sit down, then you kick, you know, you're running around, and it comes wear out quite quickly. So then, you know, you are so embarrassed because you have to wait for new one for till New Year. You don't get one. So then it's kind of, has a thrown. So then you put this, you know, there was, now there's one thing. Not there. Yeah, safety pin. Then you just put them, just, you know, you can't sew, you don't know how to sew. You just want safety pin here, then safety pin there, and you try to hide them behind here, or because there are so many, I say, falls that you try to, eventually you can't hide because they're too long, too big. But people are happy, you know, very happy, very simple life, nothing. So now, no, there's so much. So things that monks, that the young monks play. So now, no, nowadays, young monks, monks, they never play. The things that we play, they never play. We just build our own toys, you know. Then all kinds of things. Anyway, so there's nothing here. So I'm sorry. There's like thrown out, you know, thrown out clothes. So I don't remember what sort of change that. Siya sabba chunjing nyeche namchi jambagawa bhejiyo. Sabba chunjing. Sabba chunjing. Sabba is like, you know, like klesha. Klesha. Chung. Small one. Big one. Whenever you think about your negative mind, so you have, we have to tackle the more powerful one first. But when it comes down antidote, we have to begin from the smallest one. The opponent, bigger one. If you are having issue with anger, so you have to work with anger, even though you have attachment or other afflicted mind, but you work with anger. So, this is Bhagavad-gita. Chidikuna, tunga chidya chidya sumbhu lekpa jangso. If you break them, what you do, that's a way to purify them. Okay, that's a way to purify them. So, now, purification practice, you know, lack of conviction, faith into purification practice, even though just merely remembering, not doing whole practice, just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, it says in the sutra it purifies. How do I have faith in that? Sometimes I do, most of the time I don't. So that's why we don't say Vajrasattva mantra. So there's no lack of conviction, faith. Okay, so there's something that we have to develop. Instead of sitting there, oh, I feel very bad because I did this wrong, you know. Just purify them, just purify them. Just say a mantra, you know. What is the mantra? Oh, short one, there's short one. The good news, there's short one too, right? A short one. Yes. Then, you know, just go round here, the stupa, one round. When you come to the center, just go one round. At least go one round. No idea how much they will purify. So this is no difficult part, okay? When it comes down to conviction faith, there's something like that's why we get that's how the practice doesn't become in a priority list. Doesn't become priority list because there's no conviction faith, it's lacking, okay? So if you break them, so you purify them. So then, in order to purify them, then you have to learn how to purify them. Then, chintu chila lab jinji, cheba to sim giwe mikba chida doba ta to kodu lunga chariji, chineji mwa sada labos. So now, in order to do them well, say, not just, mumbling them, even the parrot. Parrot can say, "Oh man, they who? Did you ever saw one?" Parrot can say, "Oh man, you can teach them. They will say perfectly, the very good pronunciation. They say they're a little loud, but they say, "Oh man, they who?" There's number of parrot in monastery, so they say, "Oh man, they who?" Probably means nothing, but they say, then the parrot are so I think smart. Long time ago in Tibet, there's one like Taylor. He has one pet parrot. So then probably that pet parrot keep bothering him when he's walking, when he's walking around. One day, he touched that in the parrot's head a little bit because it's bothering so much and probably burned a little bit, then the feather then become bald. So then I'm not sure it's true story or not. I heard from my teachers. So then, parents, they are friends because he's his pet. So then, each time when the bold people come into asking him to tell her to sew something, then one day, parents did ask, "Did somebody put iron on your head?" That's what he remembers that's what happened. one of my teachers who passed away in Switzerland, he loves animals. He buys birds all the time. I've been around with a lot of parrots. So in the monastery, local people, they catch parrots. So then come to the monastery, they sell them, parrot. So then parrot, they eat like green chili, hottest chili, really hot. You give them, they just eat like banana. So they don't burn as well. So it's hottest chili, the green chili, you give them, they really just structure, they eat them. So we have some birds, so a parrot. So one of them managed to learn how to say one of my teachers' name. So then so not like that, not like that, need to say with some kind of saying gentle word from the mouth, but at the same time thinking about the gentle meaning. So then it becomes meditation. So in order to do them like that, saying gentle word from the mouth and thinking about gentle meaning, it requires some level of concentrations. If you cannot concentrate, that's not going to happen. So therefore, so Lama Tsongkhapa is going to talk about now karma abiding meditations, shine, or shamatha meditation, So Lama Adisha did mention briefly probably about shamatha meditation in the lamb of the path to enlightenment. Lamb for the path to enlightenment. Lamb for the path of the Lamb for the path of the Lamb. In that text, Lama Adisha did mention, so come up by the meditations to, how is it, Lamdun Le Mushi Chebe Chido Shineche Basumbas. The way Lama Adisha said it in the Lamb for the Path Enlightenment, in that text, so come abiding to develop clear voice. Clear voice, Mushi. Clear voice that's related to eye consciousness. So vultures, they have, you know, some kind of clear voice. They, I say, when animal dies, they can see like thousand miles. They don't have to be there. They have this clear voice a little bit, so they can see. They can see means they can feel them. Vultures, when there's dead animals, thousand miles, they know. Shine me, because I'm the earth. Clear voice about meat. That's what it's called. Yeah, that's what it's called. Shai meek. Yeah, clear voice of meek. If somebody is looking for teachers, okay, I'm going to look for teachers who sees my mind and who sees, like, distance, you know. So then I think, Shalindeva said, then you should go to vulture. Vulture? Take vultures as your teacher, because vultures can see thousand miles. So, if there's only thing you're looking for, you know, someone who can see distance, so then I think vulture. Then I said, Shantideva said that, Khalde Rinzu say, you know, Sujo Chakritam Bhajis. If your qualification for Lama is like distance, or short distance, long distance, that's the kind of qualification you're looking for, then the vultures. So, that's how Lama Adisha said it, come abiding to the lamp of the path of enlightenment, then is to generate clear points. So just then Lama Tsongkhapa said, this is just example, you know, it's not just for that, it's just example that Lama Adisha given in the text. Then not in the lamp for the path of enlightenment that text, but other texts Lama Adisha did mention clear, there's meditation on karma bodies to develop special insight. Saktong. That's called Vipassana. Vipassana. Vipassana retreat. Vipassana, according to this Lamrim book, Vipassana only comes after, you know, karma bodies. Okay? So, seeing something extra. Because when you concentrate, there are so many things you will see that you will never seen before because you are so concentrated. So, you know, even in our yard, you know, there are so many things, the trees, you know, the colors, but most of the time you didn't notice because you've been there a long time. All of a sudden you notice because you are concentrating. And then, so you see things. Phak Tong, that's the word in Tibetan called special insight. What is special means, you know, seeing something extra. So this is why come abiding meditation is for. Come abiding meditation is for to gain special insight, Vipassana. Okay. How we are doing? Anybody head falling down? No? Well, that's good news. Then I said, Dajis Jimbe, Chimachi Vish, the Dami Votomari Chantare. So then once you achieve special insight, then what do you do? Then you need to, you are thinking, you know, concentrate deeply on emptiness. Okay, that needs to be chiwa. This is not self-chasing, this is like self-grasping. You know? First, we'll say I, then my, according to Chantakriti. That's how it began, everything began. First you say I, then you know, then my, you know, then there's a dandaga, then there's a wrong, then there's a suggestion, there's according to Madhya Minga text, written by Dawata, by Chantakriti, and he says, Tamungashi Dalashinji, in the beginning, in the initial stage, what we do, we say, I. Then second, my. So then, That's how, you know, in ancient time, there's like one, like, handmade kind of like tools that brings water to the rice field. There's like small, like bucket, you know, a lot of them. There's no, the first bucket is called I, then my, then there's no, look at the, that's how it never ends. It goes down, comes up, then goes down, then comes up. It goes just like the cycle of life. That's how it turns. So, because of the karma, and you know, just karma won't, if they're just karma, then won't produce anything if there's no afflicted mind. So afflicted mind and karma, the combination of that, so then how, you know, life cycle is like never ends. That's why it doesn't end, you know. Life cycle doesn't end. So that's another reason that when you say liberation, I say moksha, I don't taste liberation. How come I don't taste moksha? How come? Because the problem is not seeing afflicted mind as an enemy. So one of the Kadama Master said, enemy is within, is not outside. Enemy is within, So then, minute we start to seeing, oh, my anger is enemy, my jealousy is enemy, not someone else. So when you start to see that, then you are about to test liberation. Taste. You are about to get some taste of what is moksha, what is liberation. Till then, it's going to be just mere word. There's not going to be just a mere word. So dhananati vinyamutu. It's like, you know, kuma nala suvi jepala suvi padao. So there are many, many analogies they use. So thief escaped into the forest. Thief came and escaped into the forest. But you are looking into the field. You are looking for the footprint of thief in the field instead in the forest. Because thief escaped into the forest. You are looking in the wrong place. The one energy they use. So then, you know, another analogy that's you are in the battlefield, but having some problem shooting arrow, bow, what's it called? Bow and arrow, shooting, because helmet is too heavy. It's like, that's why it's, then you are trying to pull out your shoes. Because the helmet is the one who's causing you inconvenience, but you are trying to take off your shoes. It's not going to help. If you take off your shoes, it's not going to help. It's going to be the same difficulties. This is like that, you know. Not like you are thinking to hit on nose, but you are end up hitting on leg or something like that. But you are thinking, I'm going to hit on mouth or nose, but you are hitting in the leg. So this all, what is time to say is like, dhanana to be nimuntu. So, this is very, very unfortunate. No, this is very, very unfortunate. This negative mind has been there a long time. It's been long. It's not going to go away easily. No, there's like whole conversation, argument between wisdom and afflicted mind. Or afflicted mind saying, oh, why you are so, how you say, why you think so? You are so important because you are there temporarily. You have never been there. I've been there a long time. So there's an argument, and also there's argument between ignorance and anger. So this master, they're trying to help people, you know, so they're trying to make some story between their arguing. So the ignorance say, oh, you are anger, you are very unfortunate, you know. You have to go to workplace, you know. Most difficult place you have to go. I don't have to go to any workplace. That means you can, if you fall asleep, you can't sleep. No, he said, I can go to teaching. Ignorance, telling anger, you cannot go to teaching. I can go to teaching. That means in teaching. if you're angry, you can't go to teaching. So there's whole stories created between bodhicitta and self, unreasonable self-centered mind. There's all kind of argument, debate, and there's no the negative mind. They are so upset. They say, "I'm with you. I'm here since beginning this time. You just came here 2 years ago. You know, so you are not there before. So why do you think you are important?" And there's all kind of back and forth. So the point is trying to educate people. So it's wrong not knowing the true enemy, but looking for someone else, somewhere else, and blaming. So that's not where to end the cycle. The way to end the cycle is to recognize the enemies within. There's something that need to work with the negative mind. So then, after that, special insights, so then you focus on emptiness. Now, there's two types of emptiness. Then, Gumzu Mano Vachani Shadav Jaladu Dupa Chaos. Emptiness is not easy to understand. Once you understand, it's not that difficult to meditate on. But compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta, easy to understand. When it comes on practical, it's very difficult to develop. Generally, emptiness is not like that. Emptiness is just think, just meditate, Emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound that I don't know. Yeah, it means something very profound. What you see is not what you see is not what it is. What you don't see is what it is. Not seeing what is there. What you are seeing is not what it is. What you are seeing, you are seeing yellow letter yellow. Actually, so in Washington DC, they have art, letter yellow written in black color. If someone asks what is that, you say, without thinking, you say yellow. Actually, it's not yellow, it's black. But you are seeing black, but it's not black. It says yellow. So what you are seeing yourself is like that. No, it's not what it is. It is something else. It's something else. We are not seeing mere eye. We are seeing solid eye. So like that. That also helps a little bit about idea of emptiness. That's not how yellow exists. No. Right? No. Maybe you are seeing mere yellow. Mere yellow? Merely imputed yellow. That's what you're seeing. Maybe no, you are not seeing yellow. You are seeing, you are seeing black. I'm not sure. So, So now here it leads to three training or three practice. First one is ethics, practice of ethics, then practice of concentrations, then practice of wisdom. There's three practice. So now taking bodhicitta, developing bodhicitta, all of that, that's like ethic part, okay? Ethic part. So then karma binding part, there's concentration. So then especially inside, there's practice of wisdom. So that's called three training. So then ethic comes first. No ethic, no concentrations. So therefore, Shanti Deva said, you don't need all this practice. What you need to just guard your mind. That's all you need. You don't need any other activities. You just need to guard your mind. So guarding mind, if there's the foundation has to be ethics. If there's no ethic, there's no way you can guard your mind. So, oh yeah. So there's training up ethics, training up concentration, training up wisdoms called labasam, three training or three practice. Like from now on, from here to developing bodhicitta, this all falls into practice of ethics. So then now come abiding, practice of concentrations. So then after the inspiration inside, there's practice of the wisdoms, okay? So there's two days where the mark. So usually set up put here one. 20 or 18. How we are doing now? Good? Or stop? No. yeah, probably we've tried to reach 1.5 page. Okay, 1.5 page. Please don't get discouraged, encouraged. When you see this is all the finish. This is not finish. So I'm very much hoping that when you see that, you will be very, very inspired. It won't take eons and eons, but it will take some time. But you know, this is all so many, so much good information here. I mean, or you can say, till, from beginning to till come abiding, we can say all of that part of Lamrim is like method. Method side, okay? There's profound and method. When you visualize as a when you visualize the refuge field, in order to do refuge practice, when you visualize the refuge field, so on the right side of the Buddha, Shakyamuni, there's like all the lineage lama of the method side, surrounded in the center, there's like Maitreya Buddha, surrounded by all this lineage lama. Then on the right side, the left side, Manjushri, they're surrounded by all this profound, the lineage lama. That means how to develop bodhicitta, practice six perfections, like practice of gathering disciples, all of that, that's coming from the lineage from Maitreya Buddha to Asanga, then from there. All the teachings of the emptiness, Manjushri, Buddha to Manjushri, Manjushri to Nagarjuna, then it's like this, the right side, profound lineage, the left side, and the right side, the method lineage, the left side, the profound lineage, then the blessing lineage is behind, then in front, there's all this, the lamas, then whom you receive teaching directly, that's how, where to create or generate a refuge field. Okay? Oh yeah, so then from Lamrim, from beginning to till, come abiding, these are all associated with the method part of the teaching, so method, okay? Means like ground and the path and all of that, or boom means all of that. Then after the especially inside, end of the Lamrim, it's all about about especially inside. Among Lamrim, that section is the most difficult to explain, to understand, because it's all about emptiness. So, last part. This old method. Shiya shi nian tabi sunam cha sunam ji tso da kunzo denpa la denpa lam da jachi lam ri baile sherab cheba ji sum cheba ni sherab cha da yishi tso da ten dam be denpa la denpa sam lam ji ba yin be te da korin da tang ye ba da tab shi ya da ji chen ju min du ba ni ba shi bu cheba cha wo shi so da this all I've been explained, I will explain te da be su ji san ji yun de yun de ji ja zo chim bu de san ji So Buddhist is considered as a child of the Buddha, and also considered as like the king of the geese. Okay, king of the geese. Or abe jabuche. Jabuche jache wa tabi chanda masa me kudu dimi dawa shogu ah. The method, there's one wing, wisdom, there's another wing, there's two wings. Means compassion, wisdom, two wings. You can fly. Oh. So, Bodhisattva is like king of geese. They fly very well because they have two wings, method, compassion, or bodhicitta, or wisdom, you know, the power of these two wings. Oh. So now, I think we all discussed this. You know, compassion without wisdom become trap. Trap, you get trapped. You have compassion, but you don't have wisdom. For example, when I ride with Karen and David, so Karen always let me sit in front of the seats. So then she always sits. Sometimes she sits behind me. Sometimes she sits here. So when she sits behind, so my driveway is like this. It's kind of compassion. So then I always try to move my seats up. So then David is, all the car is already moving. Instead of going up, it goes back. I think probably squeeze Karen a little bit. That's like compassion without wisdom. There's no wisdom. So then... Somebody's going to squeeze or trap. It says in the Lamrim. It says that in the summer in the Lamrim. Same. Compassion without wisdom become trap. Same wisdom, no compassion also become trap. You have wisdom, but you don't have compassion. You have wisdom, but you don't have compassion. So then, these are called compassion and wisdom. So then, you know, there's a reason. When you hold this, this is wisdom. You are supposed to think, when you pick them up, you never pick like this. Why? There are reasons. Because you make sure that you don't separate those two, wisdom and compassion. If you separate them, you cannot fly. Means you can. So that's why you pick like this. That's how you pick, then that's how you pass. So then, this is wisdom, this is compassion. And you are supposed to think otherwise. The monkey can hold. Monkey can also hold water and bell. So that's what you support. This every instrument has meaning. That's what you're supposed to think. So the vajra, no steadiness, no steadiness. So that's instrument when you hold like this. That's why. That's the reason why you don't pick up them separately. Okay, pick like this and this. Then you pass down. So then you have thinking about the wisdom. Then when you do the mudra, then you are thinking. Thinking about wisdom, thinking about bodhicitta, then thinking about, you know, I say, like, same time, and, you know, you are thinking about emptiness. So this is how it's been done, just to demonstrate. If you are lacking one of them, then you become bird. You are still considered as a king of bird, but your one of your wings is broken. Your wing is broken. You cannot fly. Oh, okay. Shoja the lamji cha shoresundwa michedes. So don't practice lamrim like the bird. Bird with broken wing. So then there's either no compassion or no wisdom. Umaju Balas. Umaju, this like the Madhyamika text composed by the Chandrakirti. Okay, Chandrakirti. Kunzop Tini Shuyangabu Jechubas. Ngambe Jabu Tini Chivangon Dindu Dhani Gewe Lungi Shultop Chis. Jebe Yindi Jandu Bosho Dhu Des. Pari Inda Da Chudu Dhu Sisu Madaro Che. Teda Lam Tumu Anam Che Ju Jani Nyeba Sangala Ju Goyde Tela Shuna Nizu Tso Ni Zoba Juwe Chizu Kalde Tetam De Mi Choba Mu Rich Rich Nyeba Chumbi Juba Miruna Lam Che Jiba Tini Jejes Tang Samas. Okay. So now what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Teda Lam Tumu Anam Ju Jani. So now been studying about, you know, from precious human life to all the way to bodhicitta, no, and then come abiding, especially inside. So then after that, then Lam Tumua, there's like common path. Lam Tumua, Ju now Jangwan, says, then those people, Lama Tsongkhapa said, must practice, you know, Vajrayana teachings, must practice. Sangha, or secret, you know, Sangha, sometimes the way they start is secret path, but there's no nothing secret. It is difficult to understand. That's what it is. It's not secret. It's a difficult answer. So then, there's Lama Tsongkhapa said, no, then people must practice, those people must practice, no, Vajrayana teachings. Tell us, you know, new to Tsonin Tsoba Jews. If you enter into Vajrayana path, so then there's like, how you say, two types of, that's good, two collection of merit, that's how the translation is. That means all the practicing, all the method part, you know, developing bodhicitta, compassion, you know, like then from like, there's a lineage there coming from like Lama Atisha, just like exchanging oneself with others. Then there's the lineage they are coming from Shantideva to, then there's like seven cause and one result, all of that. Practicing all of that, that you created merit. That's called Sonam Gitso. There's one type of merit. So then creating merit, thinking of emptiness, there's one type of, you know, merit. That's called true collection. Sonam Gitso, Ishi Gitso. So if you enter into Vajrayana path, so those true collection of merit would be created very easily and so fast and so easy. But that requires all the foundations. Otherwise, blind person riding a horse, one of the best horse from the Kandaki Dobi, but you have no eyes, you are blind, you cannot see. You have no idea where the horse is going to take you. So there's no, that's like, without foundation entering into Vajrayana path, that's what's going to happen. So that means now having an eye, that means understanding, renunciation, bodhicitta, all of that, okay? Intellectual understanding, that's also okay, you know? Intellectual understanding, at least you have to have intellectual understanding. Kalte, so if tetamne mijokpa ham rigi nubachumba, or maybe you have not wished to enter into Vajrayana path, or maybe you are thinking it's too difficult, or maybe you are thinking, oh, I have to still work on, you know, like the foundations. So then Lama Tsongkhapa said, Kalde Tetam the Mijo Rich Nibachum Juba Miduna Lamja Jibatini Jesus now Samos. So then what do you do? Don't feel that you have nothing to do, you have something to do. Lama Tsongkhapa said, don't worry, you have something to do. What you do, you spend all your time meditating on Namrim. That's the best thing you can do. Sangal Junanichi Teba Tamje Tang Chebadu Sanga Nende Cheva Sumbe. So then, of course, you know, we already talk about qualification of the teachers and what kind of qualifications in order to prevent you to enter into the wrong path. So you study about qualifications, then you look at the persons, if the person possesses those qualifications or not, even though it takes 12 years to find the persons, that's absolutely fine. You take your time, and once you find that person, then you devote yourself, then you, you know, study about guru devotions, things like that. So then from that person, then, you know, that's what you call initiations, you know, that's the way to initiate, introduce vajrayana path, then you know there's initiations, that's like the permissions been given by lamas to enter into vajrayana path or maybe lead into vajrayana path, then from introduce which direction east, west, south, north, so then introduce all the mandala, so things like that. Then jude commanded you on the jimmy machine, teeth of the subject, the matamje, so there's some chill. Then, of course, when you receive, the vows, then you practice them, even though it costs your life, so you practice them. Chapa the story, Tony Porna, Lan Duyajan, Juchu said this. Story, Tony Porna, Story, Lan Duyajan, Juchu said this, so in addition to Chewa Kale, Sotunji Yamagan Bes. So everybody has to try all their best not to break them. Yalagi Tony Yamagan Bes, Kuna, Chapman Tawas. If you break them, purify right away. Tamji don't mind lamji shim bichiroseo, to the donor shim juice. Because these are the kind of foundations, the pledge, the samaya, the vows, these are the foundations for all the realization. Then the Judeo Mother Samadha Chibana juice. So, stop here now. Finished almost two and a half page. That's good news. So now it is getting a little bit complicated. No, a little bit complicated. So please. If you have time, please read before you come to class. Please read, it's a little bit complicated, so don't just rely on my mumbling word. So I still cannot figure out what kind of karma that we created. You created karma to receive teaching of Lamrim, but through this broken English. I do create karma to receive teaching from Lama Zopa Rinpoche, but not in Tibetan, in English. Can you imagine how that karma has been created? It's kind of hard. So I badly wish that Rinpoche is teaching in Tibetan, but so most of the teaching, all the teaching that I went through, except one, that's not real teaching, it's like oral transmissions. So they just Rinpoche just read. All beside that, from 7 to 4 o'clock in the morning, so then. English is the most of the world probably right now I understand. So you never know what when how the karma has been created. It's kind of amazing. And I'm trying very hard to improve my English. So make sure that you don't create continuous karma. I don't create karma. To teach Lamrim in broken English. So please, to rejoice, as Lama Tsongkhapa said, as I mentioned, not lack of conviction, faith. Even Lama Tsongkhapa said, not Lama Tsongkhapa himself, but many other the masters after Lama Tsongkhapa, meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teaching is not that easy. So, so much positive karma has been created, believe or not, so much positive karma has been created, otherwise, it may not seem like, why is big deal, to read Lamrim, it is very, very big deal from according to many highly realized masters, even they cannot promise for their disciples, to make sure they meet Lama Tsongkhapa in the next life. So if they ask them, can you please make sure that I, be born in some form of like, pure land? Lama had no problem. I said, I can do that. But then ask another question, can you promise me to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teachings? Lama said, okay, I can't promise that. I cannot promise. So there's something that you have to make, imprint down. So then meeting Lama Tsongkhapa teachings, this is all good. So the light of the path retreat, Rinpoche asked me to teach class 2 times. When I went there, I didn't teach what I said. I said, everybody should feel grateful just to be in the same room, under the same group with Rinpoche, who's, you know, created so much merit. Like, I'm just, you know, happy to be there, you know. So even whether I understand everything that Rinpoche said or not, that's not that important. Just being in the same room, somebody who's, you know, dedicated their life, whole life, you know, since teenagers. You know. So I'll be thrilled if I, you know, get a chance to spend the same, spend the chance to, you know, spend some same room with the Milarepa, Lama Tsongkhapa. So probably I'm not going to worry about what they're going to say, but just happy to be there. So then that's what I said, you know, all the people. So there's a long, very intensive retreat. So, you know, so people, there's, generally speaking, you know, people should listen to teaching with happy mind. You know, so that is hard for Rinpoche's, when you go to Rinpoche's teachings, it's hard, not knowing when it's going to end. So, first time in Taos, New Mexico, that's the first time, that's not the first time my encounter with Rinpoche, first time in New Delhi, first time when I met Lama Sabarama in my life, since I received the invitation from Kadama Center to come here, so I went to see Rinpoche, and that's like conference, the big conference about all the geishas there. So I would, you know, Rinpoche invited me for lunch, so then I'm sitting here, there's one of my friend geishi, he's sitting there. So I have no idea. So then we're sitting there, then all this, you know, some of them, the director from the center, they just got back from airport. They just got in India. There's like about 20 people were sitting there. So then we started saying something, all saying in English, so food offerings. I don't know, like, thought it would be only like 2 minutes. It goes on and on, the very hotness goes on. My English is very poor, so I kind of heard a little bit about Nepal. Then I realized Rinpoche is going through every single holy object from in Nepal. So then Tibet, then India, that's why it's taking so long, every object. I got a little bit worried, so I'm really hot, you know. So I look at him, he's holding. My friend is holding. So that's okay. So I have to think twice before Rinpoche invite me to lunch. I have to think twice. It's really long. So then the first teaching in Taos, New Mexico, this first teaching in America, I never received teaching from Rinpoche in monastery. Rinpoche not in the monastery, or most of the time traveling. First teaching in Taos, New Mexico, 7 o'clock at night. Went all the way through 4 o'clock in the morning. So then, you know, then we say, okay, dedication. No, dedication means usually everybody kind of like gets kind of excited. Oh, dedication itself goes on and on and on and on and on and on. So, now thinking about listening, teaching, a happy mind, that's not easy because first of all, you don't understand anything at all. It was everything saying in English. I couldn't understand even only few words. So, and it's not easy. So, anyway, so we have been created all this, you know, believe or not. I'm not just telling you this to make you happy. So what has been said, you know, karma has been created, you know, so just rejoice, okay? So even though it's developing Buddhist, you know, this is very difficult. Yeah, it is difficult. It's been difficult. It's going to be difficult. It's not going to be easy. So, but it's still having a chance to read about Buddhism, there's something very, very special. So now, you know, continuously, you know, creating the karma, okay? So just something to rejoice, okay? You and me, I do the same thing, you also do the same, okay? Yeah. Sinjian 저는 I'm going to say a couple of mantras, okay, a couple of mantras, just to hear those mantras will benefit, and some of them will prevent from untimely death. It only takes 2 minutes. Okay. Some of the mantras also have no benefit for health. Thank you. Thank you. Good night.